The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Working folks are fighting to find child care that meshes with their work schedules.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's 2023 Kids Count data book ranks Indiana 24th in the nation for child well-being.
Indiana Youth Institute CEO Tammy Silverman says Indiana is one of 33 states where infant care is more expensive than in-state tuition at public colleges.
It's also a workforce issue. So when families can't access that quality, safe health care, they might have to step back from a job or leave a job or not take a job that could benefit their family. So it's both an individual and a developmental issue for the child, and it's also a family and then an economic issue.
The report ranks Indiana 13th in education, up 4 points from last year. Silverman describes it as the bright spot in the findings. I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
The stats show child care workers are paid worse than 98% of professions. Meantime, compared to other states, Iowa ranks number 6 nationally in overall child well-being.
The data book compiles information on 16 indicators in four areas. Iowa scored well overall, making the top 10 in three of the four categories. But Ann Disher with Common Good Iowa says access to affordable child care remains a low point, driven by poor provider wages, which makes attracting and retaining quality, reliable workers challenging.
Child care workers who are offered parents themselves are paid worse than workers in 98% of professions. In Iowa, the median hourly wage for child care workers was $10.99 an hour.
In the data book, Iowa ranks third in the category of families' economic well-being, ninth in education, ninth in family and community, and 11th in overall health. Disher says Iowans expect to do well in child well-being studies like Kids Count, but points out the areas for improvement are significant and should be addressed in the coming year. Disher says there still are some critical areas of concern in the state.
You know, we were middle of the pack at best on teen birth rate. We ranked 23rd. We ranked 25th among the states on the share of 3- and 4-year-olds attending preschool.
I'm Mark Moran.
While Iowa scores the best on-time high school grad rates in the country, it also has the lowest share of kids living in households with high housing costs. Now, Dateline Miami, Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Tuesday to federal charges that he broke the law dozens of times by keeping and hiding top-secret documents in his Florida home. The judge said he planned to order the former president not to have any contact with witnesses in the case or his co-defendant, Walt Natta. This is Public News Service. Conservation groups are asking the California legislature to pull a number of budget trailer bills they say amount to backroom deals to loosen environmental standards in order to facilitate infrastructure projects.
The deadline to pass a budget is this Thursday. Governor Gavin Newsom argues that the state needs to streamline environmental reviews in order to meet deadlines to apply for federal matching funds for infrastructure projects. Ashley Overhouse with the group Defenders of Wildlife says big policy changes should be handled instead as regular bills in the next legislative session in January.
We all agree that our planet is indeed facing a climate crisis and that we need to move forward with climate infrastructure quickly. However, there is no reason why legislation to tackle these important issues must be moved through this trailer bill process instead of the regular process.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Meantime, South Carolina is joining forces with neighboring states in an effort to save one of the country's most important ecosystems, salt marshes. That new initiative plans to protect about 1 million acres of salt marsh habitat along the southeast coast. Laura Clark, an officer with the Pew Charitable Trust, says the plan will help conserve critical species and provide environmental and economic benefits for South Carolina.
I think it's important for people to understand the many benefits of salt marsh. Like fishing is an important part of our economy. And salt marshes provide food, shelter, and nursery grounds for more than 75% of our commercial and recreational fish species.
According to the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, salt marshes work to cleanse coastal waters by filtering out pollutants and silt. The state has more than 350,000 acres of salt marsh. That is the most of any in the Southeast. Finally, Catherine Cawley lets us know support staff in public schools across the Bay State have created a Bill of Rights.
Known as ESPs or paraeducators, they do it all. Teach, help students with disabilities, clean classrooms, and serve as a teacher's second set of ears and eyes. Michaela Keefe is a paraeducator in Hingham, Massachusetts, where she hopes their Bill of Rights will help convince the local school committee to ensure what she calls a living wage for staff.
We love the kids. We love what we're doing. But we just want them to understand that we're not getting paid what we're worth. You know, some of us are just scraping by.
Keefe says the MIT living wage calculator shows staff need at least $45,000 to get by, yet current ESP salaries run between $19,000 and $25,000.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's an interesting radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at Public News Service. .org.